This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Barry, Nick, and Joel, till 4, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Two in the books, one to go, 1 hour more of the big show. Barry's in OKC. Nick and I are here in H-Town in the studios. I was going to ask you guys if you're... Barry, you're kind of more of an Adidas guy, are you not?
No, I'm I don't care. If I like the shoes, I like the shoes. I'm not brand loyal. Like I'm loving these Stan Smiths that I got.
Yeah.
A couple of pair.
Yeah.
But I also love those limited edition Air Max that I bought on Air Max Day. Those red ones.
Yep.
So yeah, I go both ways.
Well, we knew that. I'm a big Nike guy and always, I think you guys knew that, but, the big thing is that the transition's coming. Adidas has been the official uniform provider of the NBA for like the last, I think, almost 10 years. And now it's going to Nike. And so I think Adidas' last hurrah was Summer League. And now I know that the equipment guys across the league have like tons upon boxes they're not allowed to open until right before training camp. But Nike is taking over and they're making some changes. It should be interesting to see. They've gotten rid of the sleeveless jerseys. But it should be interesting to see what goes down with these new jerseys.
You mean the sleeve jerseys?
Yeah, I'm sorry. They're getting rid of the t-shirt jerseys, which is great. They should. And I also tweeted out, by the way, I think a day or two ago, there was a photo shoot with James Harden. And I think whether they realized it and did it or not, but they had the Rockets jersey on there with the swoosh on it. And it looked about the same, the red one, but there were some subtle differences.
Really? Yeah. I need to go check out that tweet. But I found this last night, and I posted this on Houston Sports and Stuff for my weekly article, which I also put the review of Italian Stallion in there for those of you that want to go back. And so I had written that whole review. I had a bunch of it, and then Jong, we kind of compromised. I wouldn't do it all. So if you want to go read the full review along with the audio, you can go to HoustonSportsAndStuff.com. It's all there for you. But I had posted this link, too, because I found this thing on For the Win. Brian Begley, who is a graphics designer, decided that he wanted to create his own version of these uniforms, of the new Nike uniforms. So he did 5 different jerseys and shorts for every NBA team. And Joel, Nick, some of these are so badass. If Nike and the NBA don't use these or something, they're missing out. Like my favorites, I'm going to tweet this link. So if you want to go to @BarryIsFunny, you guys can see these jerseys. But dude, what he did for the Rockets, so he created this one Rockets jersey that is black and red, and he said it's a combination of some of the like 2 or 3 different alternative jerseys that were black, but it's all black. It's got the checkerboard kind of on each side.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks better. It's not as big, but it kind of connects with the shorts, so it looks a lot better.
Okay.
And then it just says Clutch City in the old Rockets font from like the 70s and 80s.
Hmm.
It's so badass. And then he brought back the pajama outfit, the pinstripes. It actually doesn't look that bad. Let me tweet this out. You guys got to go check this out.
I'd have to check that
out. Because you were a fan of the pajamas,
a fan of that, right?
I hated the pajama jerseys, man.
Those you got the hat
terrible.
With the logo on it, right?
Yeah, but I feel like and I've said it on the air before, I feel like the old logo that I have on my head, it kind of mutes the ugliness of that pajama jersey. Like it's not as revealing in terms
it's
of color.
Still a rocket with eyes and teeth going, arr.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, that is true. but what he did, so I just tweeted it out, @BarryIsFunny, if you want to go check out the link. So he's got 5 jerseys. One of them in the middle is I'm assuming what would be their main uniform, and it's red and yellow instead of the red and white. But so the trim is yellow, and then like the belt on the shorts, the waistband is all yellow, and it actually looks pretty good. Mm-hmm. And then there's the white with red trim, but there's a yellow jersey with red trim. It looks badass. Like I would really like them to rock this all yellow. It looks good, and the black looks good. And the only one I really don't like is the red jersey with the yellow trim, but I like the rest of them. So you need to go check them out. The Celtics ones look amazing. So he did one. Like I said, he did them for all the teams. Brooklyn looks pretty good. The Celtics looks badass. And then I got to say my all-time favorites, though, is the Indiana Pacers jerseys that he did. They're just so good. But this dude is talented, man. Somebody needs to hire this. And the Bucks are terrible, by the way, Joel.
Okay.
The Bucks jerseys, super ugly.
So these
are
just his versions, or these are potential versions?
No, these are what he came up with for each team. And he would take like old school logo. Like if you look at the Philadelphia 76ers logos, it's got a very 1970s Dr. J era feel to them. It's got like there's a white one with red and blue stripe on the side with stars, like white stars in the blue. They're pretty badass. This is definitely worth 5 minutes to just go look at if you're like a jersey dork or you like the uniforms and different options that they have out there.
I'm looking at them. I like the red with yellow, which is a different look with the yellow font. And I'm with you. I like the yellow one. I can't stand the pinstripe one. And the black one, I like their black black uniforms now. I think it's too busy with Clutch City on the front and it's kind of shiny.
Really?
I really like their black uniforms last year.
I'm with them on the black jersey. I like the yellow. I like the white. I like the red.
Yeah.
The black, it's not bad, but he could do without the checkers and the Clutch City. I don't like the checkers on it either.
I dig it. I really
like
it.
You're right. I like the black jerseys they had. This is probably their best jersey.
Yeah, I agree. That's why they wore them so much. The players liked them so much. If you go back and look, it became their predominant jersey, both home and road, that they wore the most in the playoffs because the players loved it.
And the pajama one, but it's just not. It's less uglier than the original pajama one, but it's not.
Do you like the yellow jerseys, though, with the red trim? I really do.
Yeah,
I really like that.
Yep, I like that a lot.
You guys know I'm not a fan of the mustard and ketchup colors. I wanted them to be, you know, red and white, white and red, black and white and red and all that. But I really like that yellow and red. I could get behind that. That's pretty slick. What do you think of the... I think he did pretty good with the Grizzlies, but I like their color scheme to begin with. But what did you think of the Celtics? It's so understated.
Celtics just really
still
clean.
Still really good.
Yeah, really clean. Really, I like that. You know, I the Pacers ones, I looked at it because a lot of it was the old school Pacers of the early NBA and the ABA days with that kind of bar across the center of the jersey.
Yep.
But I don't like the fact that they got rid of the Hickory jerseys. From
I don't know which ones those are.
The Hickory jerseys are the ones Jimmy Chitwood what's the Hoosiers, where they had the old school Hoosiers maroon tops and satiny gold shorts from the movie Hoosiers that they wore the last couple of years.
I looked it up and now I know what you're talking about. But yeah,
I like those. But I'm just looking at some of them. The Nuggets maybe a little too much on all that. Old look with the skyline.
It's super busy. I feel like I was going to have a seizure looking at that. I'm like, man, thank God there's no strobe light going on right now.
Thanks for the Blair Witch uniforms, Nuggets. We appreciate that. Yeah. I agree with
the Thunder jerseys are kind of busy. I like some of the color schemes, but they're super busy.
I like the Grizz. I like with the Grizz going with just the dark blue and white look, too, and that the one jersey went completely to the old school Grizzlies when they were in Vancouver. On the font style, I like that. I thought those were good.
I feel like he didn't want to put much effort in Utah's jerseys.
Well, who does?
Well, why, though? I mean, who gives a crap?
Yeah, who does?
It's like the same design all the way across, except in different colors.
See, you bash the Bucks, Barry, but the one Bucks jersey that I want them to go back to was one of the ones that's in there, the green one with the Astros rainbow on the sides. And they also had the white version when I was growing up. Those I loved. I think for their throwback, that's exactly what they should do. And they've never brought back that particular jersey design. But I love those. Yeah, some of the other ones I can do without. And three of them are their current look anyway, for the most part.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean,
there's
love
a bunch
those
of good ones. The Portland came out pretty good. Spurs is classic. The Bullets one is a little busy, but – or the – not the Bullets. The Wizards.
And why does he have with the Pelicans? Why does he have like one jersey? It's a red top with blue shorts.
Well, that's kind of like the Hickory thing for the Pacers.
I don't like that at all.
How about the Knicks going to the
that
Yankees
one looks
logo?
Weird.
The Knicks jerseys pretty much suck as bad as their team's gonna.
Yeah, those aren't very good either. But a lot of his that he did though. I mean, this dude's talented, super
very
talented.
You know what? I'll be honest. And there's a guy with the Rockets that's done a majority of the prototypes and the jerseys over the last couple of years for the Rockets that named Jose Lopez, and you can find him on Twitter. But he is as talented as this guy, and he is he just has a knack for coming up with creativity in uniforms. But yeah, there's a lot of talented people out there that are doing uniforms these days. It's pretty cool. Did you say you like the OKC jerseys, Barry?
Yeah, I did.
Some of the font I'm not fond of. I like the jersey, I mean the uniform design, but the font on the front I'm not a big fan of.
The font on the second one is not. Which one you don't like in terms of font?
Yeah, I agree with you on the second one. Their ones, I like the one that just says Thunder across the front, the white one, but it's tough to. I would put Oklahoma on top and City on the bottom, like Clutch City does for the Rockets, because it's just so busy to have that whole two words on the top.
Speaking of the Thunder, can I just tell you guys that everywhere I go in this city, everywhere it just says Thunder up. Oh,
I could have warned you. I could have warned you about
everywhere.
That. Yeah.
Like I'm walking through the building to go pee, and every cube has a Thunder Up poster.
Yep.
And I'm so tempted to go up and start asking people that are like side by side, like, so are you guys Thunder buddies? I just want to start asking people that. Are you guys Thunder buddies? Do I need to get a Thunder buddy? Am I supposed to have a Thunder buddy while I'm here? Like, I just want to mess with them and just see what they do. But yeah, Thunder Up all over the place.
No,
makes me want to throw up.
Hey, how's your setup there as opposed to Wichita?
It is not as fancy by any stretch of the imagination. Now their studios are nice.
He looks like he's in a room that was an afterthought. You know what I mean? Like all the old equipment that they don't use anymore.
Yeah.
They put it in a room and then they put Barry in there with them and they just give
him. Hey, what do we want to do with all this crap? Yeah, it's like, hey, I'm in the junk drawer studio. That's what I'm in. I'm just like, you know when you got that run drawer where you don't know where stuff goes, you put it in that drawer? That's the room I'm in. I'm in the junk drawer.
Well, my whole life, we've had a junk drawer in my house.
Oh, everybody does. I'm staring at a rat poster. So that's to let you know how old stuff is
there's
in
like here. There's like tube monitors. And
from Pure Rock 100.5.
Wanted Man.
There's a rat poster. I don't
Round and Round. Come on, those are rat tunes.
Round and Round, yes. There's a poster from 1987. Oh, there's a drum set over here. You guys think if I started playing the drums, they'd freak out and come in here? Be like, what the hell are you doing? Be like, I'm jamming, man.
That would be awesome.
Freedom really Rock, turn it up.
That's pretty cool.
I'm
going to
walk over there.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk over there. Tell me if you can hear this. Hold on, I'm going to go over there. I hope no one comes in here and starts screaming at
me. Oh,
us.
I do. Well, at least you went all out.
That's it? That's all you're going to do?
That's all you're going to do?
You need a drum roll? I'm not going to play a song.
Not a drum roll or anything? You did like a little fingernail
There's no
on the
sticks.
I'll give you an instrumental. Go ahead. Geez.
There's no There's no stick. If they had a guitar, I might try to play Rockin' Robin. That's the only song I ever taught myself on the guitar. How sad it'd be like, you want to shred? Yeah.
You just admitted that. All righty.
Yeah.
Nickelback back with Rockin' Robin because that is the very classic as we continue
I wanted to
roll
learn
on.
Guitar. Yeah, I wanted to learn guitar when I was a kid. And so I was like, I'm going to teach myself. So I bought a book. And the first song that they teach you in the book was Rockin' Robin. And then I lost interest after that. So that was my foray into the world of a shredding guitar player was. A terrible version of Rockin' Robin, by the way. Terrible.
Not shocking. All right. We continue to roll on. Less than an hour to go in the show before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. If there's something on your mind you want to get onto the topical discussions, 713-780-3776. It's the HRNP listener line. You can call. You can text. Or you can hit us on Twitter. Usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick, Barry, Joel, till 4, ESPN 97.5. Usual Suspects rolls on.
Somebody asked, where can they see the jerseys we were talking about? Just go to my Twitter, at Barry is funny.
Yep.
I tweeted the link to it. OU Mike said, if someone comes in, just tell them you're getting the band back together. Oh, God. I hate that dude's funny because I don't want to like him, but he's funny sometimes.
Kevin, by the way, Barry, wants to get in here on your comments. I don't know what that means, but
we'll
see.
Oh, boy.
Kevin, what's up? Kevin, you there?
Love your show. I was just wanting to comment on what you said earlier about the guys in the late 60s, early 70s, or mid-60s, early 70s. There was a bunch of guys, you know, and they said, well, I want to play guitar, I want to play drums, and they'd become the Beatles. I think these guys had more foresight than that. I think as they progressed and they were given more opportunity, that they saw things that were wrong in life or whatever they thought. But a lot of those musicians were, you know, they're intelligent people. They just didn't become superstars because they could play a guitar, drums, and such. What do you think?
No, I mean, my point was is, like, it's amazing when you think about that all these famous musicians just started off as regular dudes that had a love for music. And they eventually, they found their way to a band, and that band ended up being the Beatles, where 99% of the time, a musician finds a band, and that band ends up doing nothing more than playing coffee shops. It's yeah, wow. They're talented, and they're extremely talented, but what my point is that at one point, all the Beatles were just a guy. They were just a dude that had a love of music, and they ended up being the Beatles. That was my point.
Oh, and that's understandable. I mean, you know, they had a vision when they were young, because these guys started out, well, what, they were 18, 19? I mean, they probably weren't even old enough to drink. Well, maybe in England, I don't know. But, you know, it's just like they had a vision, you're right, and it just came across the way I heard it as like it was just a bunch of regular dudes that decided to do this thing and became, you know,
I mean, that is, though. That's what it is. There's just guys that form a band, and then that band becomes famous the world over. But at the time, the Beatles at one time were a new band, a struggling band, a band trying to get representation, a band trying to get a record deal, a band trying to build a following. They were just like every other band.
Documentaries on that, too. Just exactly what you're saying. And it wasn't just all, you know, boom success from the get-go for the Beatles. They paid their dues. They had members come in and out. I mean, it is. And it's different today simply because, like Barry said, I mean, with boy bands and things like that, now you're like, it's like engineered. Now they're putting people together, and the record labels are trying to force it and construct it. But it's rare when you get bands that essentially grew up together and just kind of came together and started practicing their craft and became huge.
Yeah.
You know, last night in that documentary, U2 was a punk rock band.
Were they?
Yeah, they were a punk rock band. They all came together, and they were happy being a punk rock band. And then they just kind of, you know, started to expand their ways, and boom, they just exploded.
And everybody that starts, they're regular people. They're regular people when they become big. They're just famous. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Well, not everyone is regular people when they become big. Some dudes lose their mind and forget all forms of decency and civility They're above everything. But, Joel, I was looking for that tweet with the picture of Harden's jersey.
I retweeted it.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll try to find it again. I'm interested to see how close that looks to.
It's actually more simplified. It's kind of a more boring version of the red jersey.
Oh, yeah. It really is. God, does suck.
Yeah.
When you look at what this dude created on the link I tweeted out to that, that's terrible. And just get rid of that stupid font, too. Go back to, I like his font better, that old school 70s font.
I like the old school ketchup and mustard font style. I really do, on the Rockets jerseys.
We got this text. The Beatles suck. That is all, Josh from Huntsville. All right, Josh, I don't know about that.
Not even going to go there. Not even going to go there because it's too easy, and then everybody's going to think that I'm spewing venom, so I'm just going to let it go. But that guy was an amazing, brief, yet really, really solid take, Josh. Nice job.
Beatles suck.
Jeez.
You know, there's some dude out there that's like, oh, I can prove it. Like, really? Are you just going to ignore the millions and millions of record sales and prove it? But I don't know how U2 came up. Oh, I remember, because we were looking for international bands for yesterday's Way Back Wednesday.
Oh, right.
And I stumbled across, I say stumbled across U2, but I was looking up U2, and I went to their wiki page, and it was showing the members of U2, and, you know, Bono's been there since the beginning. But it had two guys, I want to give you their names, because you know that these two guys are like, damn, man, I should have stuck around.
There's a lot of those stories. Yeah, even even Destiny's Child. There was that fourth member.
So, and this is early on, okay? So Bono, The Edge, Adam Clayton, Larry Mullen Jr. Have all been there since 1976. That was the principal members. But there was also Dick Evans, who was played guitar from 76 to 78, and then Ivan McCormick, who was a guitar player in 76. So right when they were starting, you know that Dick and Ivan were like, this band sucks, man. We're never doing anything. I can get a job at the factory making 10 times what we're making right now. I don't need to do this stupid-ass band. My wife is bitching at me all the time. I'm on the road. I'm sleeping in a van. Screw this stupid-ass band. And then,
no doubt.
Now they're like, bro, this sucks, man. I should have just stuck around. Now they're trying to start something else like U3 or something, and it's just not the same.
See, no, Dick funny. Get mad. See Dick leave rock job for regular job.
Imagine,
see Dick
though?
Lose millions. Don't be a
He's
dick.
He's in the pub. You know I was in U2. No, you weren't. No,
right,
I was.
Exactly.
Dude, lift me up. Dick Evans, I was in U2. Would you play like the cymbals? The triangle? Would you play, Dick? Get out of here.
That's awesome. The tambourine. All right, yeah. So we got a half hour left to go in the show. Lots to still get to, I guess. Some funny things. Would you believe rookies coming into the NFL, the number one selling jersey? Who do you think it would be for rookies coming into the NFL this year? It's not who you think, and it may be someone that you never would think of, but I'll tell you that, and we'll get to a whole lot more of the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, the boys are back. Usual Suspects with a half hour to go in their big show before we turn it over to the Blitz with Fred and AJ. Barry's in OKC. Nick and I are here in H-Town. Barry, you do have a show tonight, right?
Really big shoe. Really big shoe. Yeah, it's ladies' night.
That's
hopefully
right.
Someone throws their panties on stage.
They'll be playing the Cool and the Gang song instead. So
I'm guessing there'll be some big-ass draws, though. It's Oakland. It's OKC, so any
but
panties
you know
come up there, it's going to look like a sailboat flying at me like, whoa, my God, what is that?
But even in the end of the day, the one thing you do have to be able to rest your hat on is they will thunder up.
That's true. That is true. A couple of texts. Somebody said, U2 is the nicest band in person. I helped provide dinner for them in our hotel in Dallas at 2 a.m., and they apologized to all of us. Well, that's cool to hear.
That's good, yeah.
OU Mike said, those two guys that we were talking about, Dick and Ivan, have probably committed suicide by now. That's probably true. Mm-hmm. I'm not laughing at suicide, but I could see those two guys be like, man, this sucks, man. I could have been in U2 and I quit. Like, one dude did it the first year. That sucks so bad. Screw you, Nick. Eat a rooster. I'll never forget what you said about Beaumont a few weeks
That's
ago.
Nice.
That was from Dylan in Beaumont.
That is friendly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Salty.
There you go. See there? That's what you get. And then the last one said, this was from Cameron Ott from Santa Fe. He said, Kristen Hall was the third person in Sugar Land and left before they got big. One, I don't know who Kristen Hall is, and two, I barely know who Sugar Land is.
I'm with you. I know it's a country-type band, but...
Who I thought was from Sugar Land, come to find out, they're not. And then that's when I stopped caring.
And the one that I was talking about, the Destiny's Child had a fourth member whose dad,
yes.
Whose dad Daryl, works at Gallery Furniture.
Shut up.
Straight up truth.
Is that true?
Yes, and they both have sang the anthem at Rockets games. And Daryl was he would wear the Gallery Furniture get up singing the anthem.
Wow.
Yeah. How about that?
How much does that suck?
Pretty big. Yeah.
God, that would be so disappointing. Like, do you think she wakes up every morning and it's the first thing she thinks about? It's like, you know, her alarm's going off. She rolls over. She hits the snooze button. First thing she thinks is, "Damn it, I could have been in Destiny's Child."
I'm pretty sure. That even when she doesn't do it, there's probably several people that know her and in her life that remind her of it every day.
Yeah. Then she's got to get up and put on her Starbucks uniform and go to work.
See, I thought about it, but you took it there. So now all the angry Starbucks workers are going to text in.
Wow. There's a guy here at the Starbucks by the house that takes it really serious. Like, really, really serious. Like, I asked for a medium. He was like, sir, is this your first time at Starbucks? And I was like, no. He goes, it's not called medium. It's called grande. Whatever the hell it's called.
Yep.
I was like, dude, just give me the one in the middle. Like, I'm tired. So
that
and I need
person
coffee.
Should get smacked.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're big about it because that's like their own language. They feel like they created that whole gimmick.
He's that guy, though, that like does the tricks and stuff, like tries to show off like he's a bartender in the movie Cocktail. You know what I mean?
Oh, jeez. Yeah, spin. Oh, boy.
I'm like, you're not getting any extra. Yeah, I'm not tipping.
Does he put
you.
Faces right, in the foam?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He was. Oh, yeah, dude. He thinks he's big pimping. He is A1 barista guy.
He's a barista artiste. Because he puts faces in the foam.
I guess. That ranks right up there with a sandwich artist at Subway.
That's your guys.
Yeah, well.
We need to stop this whole fancy title-giving business. It's just ridiculous.
I make coffee.
I'm with you.
I make
coffee. Just call people with what they are, dude. It's not offensive.
Small, medium, large, and you make coffee.
What do you produce, actually? I mean, I tried to do it without laughing, but I couldn't. Like, oh,
who
God.
Else, who, else have, like, who else have, like, fancy titles that they shouldn't, besides myself, besides being a producer? But who else? What else? Like, you got...
A janitor is a custodial engineer.
No, yeah. But bartenders, don't they have, like, mixologists or something like that?
That's correct.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, that's
if you call yourself a mixologist, just quit.
You're an a-hole.
Quit.
Yep. Like, you opened a beer. You poured Jack into Coke. We do that at the house. I don't feel like... Like, if I can make a sandwich at the house, I don't feel like you deserve a special name. You know what I mean? If I can make a coffee at the house, you don't deserve... I can make a mixed drink. I think those should be reserved for stuff that I just can't do on my own. It has to be something that's actually special. Like I don't know what, but...
Like
making
clean your gutters or water your lawn? No.
No. I mean, I don't. Like I said, I don't know what, but I just don't feel like you should be able to make a big deal out of it. Like I don't know. I mean, even like flight attendant. What?
You can't say stewardess no more. It's not politically correct.
Oh
right?
God, no! Don't say stewardess.
No.
No. No. Half of the sassy men on Southwest will be super upset.
They will
super
tighten up
upset.
Their scarf and go the other way, mister.
That's right. Sir, I'll have you know.
That is something that I am not going to accept. And this flight will turn around in an instant if you don't take it back.
I will have you removed. Here's my number. I got in trouble for that, but I feel like flight attendants. One, though, I could never be a flight attendant, so let me just start there. I hate people way too much. That God bless you if you do it, but I don't know that... I don't know. I feel like they take it way too serious.
Yeah, like waiters and waitresses, they're called servers, right? They're not really
yeah,
called waiters
and
waitresses
good.
Anymore. Which
yeah.
I'm fine with.
They don't
but
call them like food delivery specialists, you know what I mean? Or like nourishment delivery.
That's what I'm saying. The biggest embellishment ever, like, and they just say on a resume is you were a janitor, but you're a custodial engineer.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a bit much, right?
Yeah. I'm okay with custodian. Is that bad?
Custodian, fine, but a custodial engineer?
That's a little too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pushing it. But you can add engineer in anything, right?
Yeah, I guess so, as long as you're diligently trying to construct something or work on something.
I suppose.
Hey, I had DirecTV out to the house last night. They've been working on – I got a new receiver, and it wasn't – transferring all of my recorded shows, and the guy was working on it. We've had some internet issues, but he parked in my driveway. And then I was looking online today, and I saw this story, completely bizarre. This dude in Florida, 64 years old, he was a retired firefighter. He was released from jail at 2:25 in the morning after he posted a $30,000 bond because he was in his house and looked out, and he had just had his driveway paved, and there were several AT&T trucks with workers as they were trying to put up new phone lines. And he went outside and he told them, you know, he's a little concerned that you're getting too close to my driveway. It was just paved. I don't want to mess it up. And there's too many trucks. I'm going to need you guys to move. Well, they just were like, yeah, whatever. And they went about their business for the next hour. He came out an hour later with a .357 and proceeded to pump 18 bullets into the trucks that were sitting out front. And then... based on what you believe and witnesses' accounts, including cell phone video, there was a guy who had to feel so helpless because he was up in that birdcage, up on the crane, trying to fix the line, so there's nowhere to run and hide, that he even took a pot shot at that guy. And he only got $30,000 bond, and the charges that he's walking away from are 2 counts of aggravated assault with a firearm, 2 counts of felony vandalism. Shooting at a dude up there with no place to go. He pumped. They said that he hit, I think it was like 14 tires and a radiator, and he shot it into the body of several of the trucks. And when they asked him what the hell he was thinking and what was going on, he goes, "Yeah, I just went bananas.
I just lost it for a minute, a long
bananas.
Minute.
Bananas. Is that, like, bananas is such a nice way of saying I lost my bleep. Like, just, I just went bananas for
a
moment.
And he did. That's the direct quote. Crazy. I just went bananas.
That's the quote? That term should be obsolete.
He said Jove told them that he just went bananas. He wanted to stop the workers from leaving before police arrived.
Wow.
So he's taking the law into his own hands.
Joel, I can see you doing something like that. Like, because you seem like you would be so like cool and calm and stuff, but then once you lost it, you were going bananas. All
like
out.
I retweeted the video.
Go bananas,
you should see
player.
This guy. It's not like get off my lawn. This guy like no. This guy's walking down the street with a gun in his hand. That's got to be a comforting thought to the neighbors too. You hear like these shots going off, and he's firing them just all over all these trucks. And then you look out your window, and here's a dude in the middle of the street, 64 years old, shorts on, t-shirt, and he's flaunting a gun all over the place. That's comforting.
I like it. Yeah, I like it.
Just it's good crazy. To know. The DirecTV guy's supposed to come back. He better not park that thing in my driveway tonight. I'm telling you.
It's going to be Joel.
And I'm going off.
Where's Joel? He's not here. What happened? He went bananas.
Have you met my 5 crazy dogs? What? Oh, you're about to.
I'm guessing not all 5 of them will be attack worthy. I'm guessing you have some little piece of crap small ones in there that aren't
the 3-pound chihuahua ain't doing much damage. Let's
okay.
Go there.
That's what I'm guessing. So 4, right?
4.5.
Let the other 4 go? Yep. Okay. 4.5. We got to go. I was going to say, I have this article. Were you ever paddled in school?
No, sir.
I was.
Did they have paddling in school?
Not in my school, no.
Oh, you mean like the sport? I thought you meant like, did you get hit in school?
No, yeah, that's what he means.
Yeah.
Yeah, like were you? Yeah, like. Were teachers allowed to hit you when you were in school?
Yeah, I got hit.
To catch an ass whooping.
Yeah.
All right, well, there's a school. We can do this on the way back because I know we got to go to break. But there's a school in Texas where there may be some ass whoopings to get handed out.
Interesting. So we'll cover that when we get back. One segment to go before we get done with the big show and turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jung, and the Blitz. Don't go anywhere. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4. One segment to go before we wrap up the big show. And shocker here, Barry, and you've seen this, but the guy who is living vicariously, I say guy, the person living vicariously through Barry Warner, of all people, who Barry Warner doesn't even know or acknowledge, who uses Barry's picture, goes by the Twitter handle Jewish Radio Legend at the Barry 1560, comes out of his hole to say, funny, you're making fun of other people's titles. You should be meat-headed guy talk radio DB.
Don't feed the trolls. Don't feed the trolls, Joel.
I told
That's
him,
all
quite
he
honestly.
You've mentioned him
Warner,
now.
Warner just is like a business guy. Warner wants royalties for this ass clown using his picture without permission.
Yeah, see, I don't even know why. Like, just like other guys who shall remain nameless from me that.
Don't be Mr. Goody Goody now. You've called out plenty. You're
well,
just
I'm
finally
saying,
on
you know
good
who,
terms
I don't
with
want
OU
to give
Mike.
Him any run. No, I don't want to give Mr. Lowe any run anymore. I don't want to give this weirdo troll guy 1560 Barry or whatever the hell is like I don't want to give those trolls any more run. They don't deserve it.
Well, can you sue anybody for saying "What up, H Town" at the start of their show, like the way you start a show?
What?
Like, you know how you say "What up,
H-Town"? Yeah, I know I say it.
Because Barry did it. Barry Warner did it. You know, I'm just saying, you could sue him for that. Yeah,
he did a "What up, H Town."
As the Nation 1560 Studios in Houston, Texas, here's Barry Warner.
H Town.
Oh, but you know what?
Like father, like son.
Imitation is the most sincere form of flattery. Nick, Barry's trying to resurrect his career.
Like father, like son.
Oh my God. First of all, that's hilarious. Second of all, Barry Warner swagger jacking Joel is pretty damn funny, too. He swagger jacked you, Joel. What are you going to do?
I'm good with that. Imitation is the most sincere form of flattery. I'm fine with that.
I don't think you should take that. No way. Hell no, we won't go.
That's why, Laminac, I'm coming after you, but he's not coming after me. I'm good.
Got a face for radio. That's the joke that's never been told.
I'm taking my shirt off. Want to see it?
God, no. You Mike says Starbucks is overrated and won't even give you an erection. Yeah, that's the wrong coffee. We covered that already. I work at Pizza Hut, and they call delivery drivers delivery experts. Come on, even I know that's a joke. Yeah, a lot of people are given that. Half the stuff y'all are saying I've never heard in a serious setting. Yeah. You've never heard someone called a barista or
Absolutely.
A sandwich artist?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. All the time. I was a custodian for a couple years at night while getting my degree. I promise you, there were no engineers that I worked with. Yeah. I don't think anyone thought that for a moment. And then Rory Dearman said, I don't have kids. I have a toy operations engineer. See?
Yep.
That's beautiful, Rory. Good job. Okay, I promise you this story. So there's a school district in Texas that has approved a measure that would allow paddling as a form of punishment starting in the upcoming academic year. Three Rivers Independent School District in South Texas passed the new system Tuesday. It allows campus behavior coordinators and or the principal to administer corporal punishment with a witness present, according to the text of the policy. The witness must be of the opposite sex of the student. Parents who are enrolling their children have the right to exempt their children from paddling. So this is where my question comes in. Is this like a software agreement, or is this like a, you know, like when you do business or you sign up for something, you automatically start getting spam email unless you opt out? Is this one of those things where your kid's going to catch an ass whooping because you forgot to uncheck the box or check the box that says, no, don't whoop my kid's ass?
Well, didn't you say you had ass whoopings in school, but that your dad gave permission, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. My dad was like, whoop his ass if you need to. And it's fine with me. Yeah. Like, he totally was encouraging it. Act up. I'll do it again when he gets home. Let me know. We'll double up. Yeah. But I would be like, my mom would be the one that was like in a hurry, running late, filling out the paperwork, and didn't check the box that says, yeah, please don't whip my son's ass because I'm opposed to it. And then I'm gonna catch a whooping because of her. I feel like opting out, maybe you should have to opt in, right?
Like, yeah, I mean,
that would make more sense.
Like, absolutely, because I'm thinking about it because I know, you know, the other thing that's weird about that, too, is the fact that, like, when even with Taylor in her school now, her daycare school, the other thing I'd like to do is I'd like to be able to tell them whether you're allowed to kiss my child or not, too. You can't hit them and stop kissing them, too. I don't like the fact that teachers at these schools these days act like the kids are their own. And, like, I'll drop Taylor off and they're like, there's my girl. I'm like, stop kissing my kid. I don't know about that.
I don't know how I would take that. I don't know that it would bother me unless they're like, are they tonguing her?
Well, it doesn't bother me at all, of course.
Are they open mouth kissing her like stud did?
No, but still, like, some of the women I've seen in the school don't go for the cheek.
What? They kiss your daughter on the lips?
Not my daughter, I'm saying, but I've seen other teachers with these kids. I'm going, what are you doing?
I would punch a lady out if she kissed my kid on the lips. I would hit a girl right there. I would punch her. That's too far. Like, if they kissed her on the cheek or something, or the forehead, like, oh, hey, sweet, they, like, that's, but on the lips? No.
Yeah, just not.
No. Oh.
No can do.
By the way, here's the disturbing part about the story. It says, because, you know, it's basically approving corporal punishment. But according to the Texas Education Code, corporal punishment is defined as, quote, the deliberate infliction of physical pain by hitting, paddling, spanking, slapping, or any other physical force used as a means of discipline. Hold on. So you're not just signing up for paddling. You're signing up for corporal punishment. And if you noticed, included in that is slapping.
Yeah.
So once you check that box that it's okay for corporal punishment, someone's going to slap the crap out of you.
Well, the good news is they've eased up on it. They altered it recently to take out waterboarding.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, so we got that going for us. What the hell?
Your mom checks the box for you to get the crap slapped out of you by the principal? I told you don't be tardy. Like, what?
You walk in with like a big handprint on your cheek and all this stuff, and your mom's like, did you get a fight after school? Nah, I didn't get my homework in time, and I smarted off to the teacher. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Checky McCheckbox. You got my ass whooped at school.
That's fantastic. All right, well, we're about to put the wraps on this bad boy. Barry from OKC for at least one more day, right? And then you will see what happens before game day.
I am here through Sunday. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll see about game day.
All right, so we got one more day with Barry in OKC. Nick and I will be back again tomorrow, so make sure you stay tuned. And the Blitz is coming up next. But before we turn it over to Fred and AJ, I want to tell you guys about my great friends at Gallery Furniture. Mattress Mack not only tried to buy the Rockets, but he's always been a mainstay staple when it comes to furniture in the Houston area. From the big top tents back in the day on I-45 to the three fantastic locations he has now in the Galleria at Westheimer and Post Oak, off Highway 99 between Katy and Sugar Lane, and of course the I-45 North exit Tidwell Parker both ways location. Mac and his staff make sure that they identify your needs, what you're looking for, your style and kind of your preferences, and then make sure that they get you to what you need and get you the furniture that you desire at a fair and quality price. And furniture is going to last. It's all American made. It's solid wood living room and dining room furniture. It's upholstered in leather furniture. It's everything that you need for every room in your house, and it's all under one roof. That's right. Three locations, but everything you need to furnish your house. How do I know? Because my house is pretty much all furnished by Gallery Furniture, and I continue to go to Mac because I continue to get great furniture that lasts at a fair price. Check them out. Gallery Furniture, three locations, no back order slips. You buy today, you get it within 3 to 4 hours. It's not just a marketing slogan. It's the way they do business. And when they show up at your house, if you need them to take away the old stuff or move it around, they'll also help with that too, because they want your business again and again. It's customer service, it's quality furniture, and it's furniture that's going to last at a fair price. Gallery Furniture, three locations, because they really will save you money.